Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right, on Startup Nation Radio today, brought to you by Walsh College. Dan, we're talking about marketing and sales. Nothing more important. If you want to have a profitable business, marketing and sales is where the rubber meets the road. We're talking with Tom Shapiro, Dan, who's an expert, does a lot of good stuff for Startup Nation. And Tom, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. You're going to help us understand how to really crank up the awareness and generate some leads.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Happy to.
All right, cool. So with that, you know, for people out there that have a small business, whether online or offline, let's focus on online first. What are some practical, real-world things I can do, right, actionable things I can do right now to start to attract more attention they may not be doing?
Right. So one of the first things that you could be doing, and one of the most immediate, is content marketing. It's very easy to do. You can get started in the next 5 minutes, literally. And it's everything from blogging to writing articles to writing guest posts for other websites or blogs. It's everything from infographics to ebooks to slide shares. Anything that is content, you can create it as part of your marketing. And if you look at examples, like, for example, Red Bull is a great example of a company that produces tons and tons of content, lots of videos, right? Lots of video content, lots of very exciting content. And none of it is about buy from us right now, buy from us right now. It's all about engaging with the audience. And so content marketing, I would say, is probably the easiest, most immediate thing that a small business can get started in very, very cost-effectively.
And the power of that is it appears like almost editorial in nature. You're not really coming on too strong. You're kind of subtly engaging the potential the consumer's interest and very subtly with indirect messaging, engaging them in the subject matter, maybe, and very importantly, conveying the message of whatever it is that they're going to be selling to you, selling it in a way that describes what it will do for you rather than maybe, you know, pushing a specific product on you and focusing on price point or where you buy it or those things. It's first just about getting interest in whatever it is that you're selling, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's going to be different for every single company. So, for example, we can even look at my own agency. And we do a lot of content marketing and PR. And so we write articles for many different websites. And Intel, the large semiconductor company, started reading our articles. They called us up. They were really intrigued with what we had to say in the articles, even though the articles didn't mention any of our services. It didn't mention what we did except in the bylines. And they wound up hiring us. And so now we work with one of the largest companies in the world simply because we wrote some articles. That's insane, but it's true.
Tom, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Yep.
Content marketing is one tactic you gave us to increase prospects into our sales funnel. Can you give us another hard-hitting tactic?
Sure. I would say it all depends on your timeline. So I would say content marketing is something that is something where you can see near-term results, right? You pump out some content, and then people are going to find it immediately, or it will get picked up by SEO, and then they'll find you through searching on the search engines, right? Whereas, you know, if you look at doing PR, PR is also extremely, extremely effective. And it's also top of the funnel. It's getting in front of people. It's getting known. But that's much, much longer term because that's out of your control. You pitch the media. You're dealing with many different third parties in hopes of gaining credibility by their publishing your works or by their recognizing you or their interviewing you. But that's a much longer term strategy. But it's also just as cost effective as content marketing. It's just a different time frame. Content marketing being more immediate and PR being longer term.
Okay, so content marketing, PR, and we're not done with you yet. We're going to get more out of you. Before we do that, however, we've got a caller named Mary from Birmingham. Mary, welcome to Startup Nation Radio. We're giving you access. We've got an expert on the line, Tom Shapiro. You've got a question. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Mary.
I'm calling. I'm actually in the process of starting up doing some selling on eBay for a charity organization that I'm involved in. And I'm trying to figure out how to do online marketing. How can I broaden my audience, get beyond, you know, who we're already selling to at this point? Can you help me with
right.
that?
So let me, I want to first understand. So you're selling something on eBay that you're probably, the sales proceeds from which go to a charitable organization.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So whether in this case, I mean, and clearly you're representing a nonprofit, but it really doesn't matter. I mean, marketing is marketing, whatever the end goal is in this case, in the context of this discussion. Tom, if someone's got an eBay store, do the same tactics apply?
So what I would say is, it doesn't matter if you have an eBay store, whether you have a retail store, whether you have an online store otherwise. What really matters is the audience that you're targeting. Where are they, and where are they going to be most receptive to your particular message? And if you're talking about something that has a charitable orientation, I would say you might want to look at social media, because that's something where, for instance, first of all, you can target very, very precisely on platforms like Facebook. And so you can find your very, very specific audience very easily on Facebook. Or if you want to go the organic route on Facebook, you can start some viral campaigns. And just by the nature of Facebook, it lends itself very well to charitable organizations, charitable causes, charitable campaigns.
Hey, Tom. This is Dan. Yeah. Hey, Tom, at what point in time should I be satisfied with the size of my funnel?
Well, that all depends on your business goals. And so, for example, I was just talking with a B2B company in software localization space the other day, and they said that they wanted to expand their reach as much as possible. And, you know, that could mean many different things, right? The more that we talked with them, the more that we learned that they really wanted to go big, but they also had a very immediate time frame. They really wanted to ramp up and scale very quickly. And so because of the time frame aspect of it and because of the scale that they were hoping to reach, we felt that display advertising was going to be the most relevant marketing direction for them to go in, because it's immediate and it's also the fastest way to gain the greatest reach.
And Dan, when you talk about size of funnel, you know, the way I like to look at that, and Tom, jump in, if I'm running a business and I want to think about my sales funnel, you know, I, as a lead strategist for the
right.
business, leading the execution, leading the team, you have to know, we're going to get to conversion in a minute. We're
yep.
going to get some taxes there. But what you really need to know is, I need to know what I need my bottom line sales to be
right.
every day or every week, every month, every quarter, every year. In order to achieve that, I need to know, how many people do I need at the top of the funnel?
That's right.
Well, that depends on the conversion in the middle. So as an example, if I need to make $100 a day, or if I want to make $100 a day, however you want to say it, relative to my own business goals, and let's say I'm selling something at $10 a unit. If I want to make $100 a day, I got to sell 10 units, right?
10
let's
a
just,
day.
Let's just call it one a person for the sake of just making this easy. So 10 people need to buy $10 worth. Each of them need to buy one of my $10 items or goods, whatever it may be, or
every
service.
Day.
Okay, every day. Now, if I know that about 10% of my audience, through experience, 10% of my audience converts. This term conversion, that's the kind of the center of the funnel, right? At the top of the funnel, if I know 10% converts, I got to have 100 people, right?
Every day.
I need 10 in order to buy.
Right.
I got to have 100 at the top because I know my conversion rate's about 10%. So that kind of tells you how all that works. When you say, how big should the funnel be, the questions you need to really have answers to are, what's my bottom line goal? What's the conversion rate?
In the middle.
In the middle. And then how many people do I need at the top?
That's it.
And that's really...
And it can vary.
And
the question is, when are you satisfied with the top? Well, when are you satisfied
right,
on the ceiling
right,
of your performance?
Right. So we're going to get to conversion. We're going to bring in an expert in conversion, Cheryl Heppard. She's going to help us understand how to do that. First, let me bring you in right now, Cheryl, since we're on conversion. We're talking about the funnel. From your perspective, did we frame that whole thing right, that whole funnel exercise?
I would disagree. I think the conversion happens at the top of the funnel. At the top being where they have awareness of us, and the first conversion is just the first step, whether they're signing up for something that we're offering or liking our Facebook page.
So I want to understand. So wait, I'm learning something
here.
I love this. So wait, wait a second. Conversion, I've always learned, happens between the leads at the top of the funnel and the sales at the bottom. You disagree. Well, I think what you might be saying is conversion takes place at a variety of different levels in the process, right?
Absolutely.
So you get a that's interesting. So you put a message out there, and even to get a qualified lead, what I'm calling at the top of the funnel, there's a conversion process that occurs.
Yeah, I don't think they're in the funnel until they take some kind of action.
Okay, interesting. So give me an example. What's an action that a consumer would take when I get a message out there?
Liking our Facebook page.
Liking the Facebook page. Or maybe putting their email address into some offer that I make out there. Signing up for a newsletter. Or maybe signing up for I want to learn more, have someone call me.
So
right?
Some action. They're coming into the funnel and doing a conversion tactic
at the
same time.
But that doesn't convert to a sale. That just converts to a more qualified lead. So that's interesting. This is all very interesting. All right. We started the show by saying always something to learn. That's the whole idea. Hope you're learning too. We're going to come back and do some more learning. All of us, me included. I love that on Startup Nation Radio. Stick with us. We'll be right back.